Here you go, five ideas for Parshas Vayishlach. Chanukah, Kislev, Tashin Pei, Alonish B'lei Nishmas, the Bas Ayin, your side is tomorrow night, Yud Beis Kislev, the Divrei Saul of Majetz, the Majetz of Rabbi Yudges, Yud Gimel Kislev, the Nishmas Baruch Tzibur Benosan, and Yosef B'Sal Yezer, Surah Levi, Fush Shlema, Ver, David Henech, Morachai, B'Fed HaSimcha, B'Sosh HaRai Saul, and Yom HaSimcha, B'Din Amina, B'Sosh HaRai Saul. The first idea comes to us from the Bas Ayin. We've said this in the past, but I thought it bears repeating again. Pasuk says in the second pasuk of the opening parsha, "Vayitzavo some lemor," and Yaakov commands the Malachim to tell them, "Kosomru laAduni leEsav koamar avdecha Yaakov im Lavan garti v'acher arata." Tell go to Esav that I lived with Lavan. We know Rashi from Mitzvah says im lamagarti v'tarir mitzvah shemarti that I kept all the mitzvahs. But says the holy be Basayin whose yard side is tomorrow night. Basayin who's buried in Sfas. And tremendous, a beautiful, beautiful sefer on Chassidus. And he says, what's the deeper idea on Ko Amar Avdecha Yaakov? He says, at the end of the day, what is Ko? Ko is Chafhei. Chafhei is 25, which represents the 25 letters of Shema Yisrael, Shema Lekinu, Shema Chad, which is the whole Indian of Shema Yisrael, Shema Lekinu, Shema Chad, is Kabbalah Omechu Shemaim, is being a devoted, loyal Jew, connected Jew, passionate Jew. That's what Yaakov wanted to go, the Malachim, tell Esav. Tell him, Ko Amar Avdecha Yaakov im Lavan Garti. I act with him with Mesiris Nefesh. Don't think that I'm going to be hurt in any way, in any shape or form. And this Chafhei actually very much connects to what Chanukah is truly all about. Rabbi Yerucham Olshan, it's beautiful swarm, the Rosh Shiva and Lakewell, Yerech Lamaladim and Chanukah. So he quotes the Salba of Kelm, the Altar Mikelm, and he says that what's the Iker part of Halakha's Ner Chanukah? It's not that we're just doing the mitzvah and it's over. But the Iker part of the mitzvah is to remember the miracles that happened because we accepted upon ourselves Kabbalah Sol Mechush Shemayim, but Ratzun of a Simcha. You want to know why we were able to beat the Yevonim, why those that packing of time lasted? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu saw our Mesiris Nefesh, our Kabbalah Sol Mechush Shemayim, but Ratzun of a Simcha. And that's why the Zohar says, Chanukah is Chanu Chaf Hei, that they rested on the 25th. They weren't able to fight, says the Rabbi Yerucham Olshan. He quotes the Sefer Tzor Hamor, who says, at the end of the day, the Yevanim told us we couldn't learn Torah. So what did we do? We said, Shema Yisrael, Shema Lekinu, Shema Chad. Through the Koach of Shema, we were able to defeat our enemies, Yavan. L'moshe, B'Koach Shema Hashem, through Chanukah, Chanu Chafhei, we rested on the 25th, through the 25 layers of Shema, then we were to be able to beat the Yevanim. And that's anything in life. The Rish Baruch says that we're dedicated, we're into things, where we take the first step, then he brings us the Yeshua. Tremendous insight of the Beis Yaakov, tremendous insight of the Bas Ayin, which very much connects to what Chanukah is all about. Chanukah Chafhei, that we understood what Shema is all about. It was, at the end of the day, is accepting the Mesiris Nefesh, being a Jew. And that's what the Alt of Kalm says, the Iker part of the Halakha, is that the mitzvah happened, the Nisim happened, because we Mekabal Omechu Shemayim. Moving on to number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Chiddush Sharim, the first Ger Rebbe. The famous pasuk Yaakov battled with the angel of Esav the entire night. When he went back, Rashi says the Gemara in Chulin Sadi Av Taza Shachach Pachim Ketanim the Chazar Alehim. He went back to get the Pachim Ketanim. Says the Chiddush Sharim, what's the insight here? He quotes the Arizal. Says that Yaakov went back to be able to go get the Pachim Ketanim for us to know that every little thing we have is from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That Yaakov Avinu was everything he had. He was so grateful to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he wanted to make sure that he wasn't not mindful or even the little pachim ketanim that we got, and that's why he went back. Says the Chiddush Sharim al Arizal, how much more so for us? If Yaakov Avinu is so careful for the physical objects, we have to be careful to always look for the good in others, to always look for the tov, for the pachim ketanim in others. Yaakov Avinu went back for the physical jars. We always have to make sure to look for the spiritual jar, for the spirituality in every single Jew. And that's really what Chanukah is all about. A lot of us have choshech in our lives, but our job is to find the tov. Our job is to find the tov in ourselves, and then we can find the tov in others. The Sfas Emes, his grandson, the Chiddush Harim, says, you have to love your friend like yourself. But says the Sfas Emes, who do you have to love first? First, you have to love yourself. Why do people struggle with Lashon Hara? Because they don't love themselves, so they have to put other people down. First, love yourself in the healthy way, then you could come to love others. And this is what the Chiddush Harim says over here. Arizal tells us that he was so careful to be able to go back for the Pachim Ketanim, for the physical objects. And the Chiddush Harim says, we have to make sure to always look for the good we have and not to overlook or to oversight any good that we have in ourselves and others. Be able to make sure always find that tov, to always find that good in ourselves and in others. But if we want to find the good in others, says the Sfasemes, we have to find the good in ourselves. Sfasem, beautiful Chiddush Arim, Sfasemes keeping in the family. Moving on to Adin number 3. Adin number 3 comes to us from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, the first Hasidic sefer, the Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. So in Shlishi, a few psukim later, the pasuk says, "Lamebez lamegibel akein lo yochlu bnei Yisrael as gidon asher asher al kaf ayorach ariyom hazeh." Because Yaakov Avinu was struck in that socket, we don't eat it. We don't eat the gidon asher. We don't eat the gidon asher. That part of the amal connects the leg to the bottom half. Says the Told us Yaakov Yosef, what's the deeper idea here? Al kein lo yuch b'nei sos kiran asha. What is the deeper idea? He says, it's the remembrance, l'doros haba'im, shama'avek sh'im soro shal Esav adayin nimshach, that the battle with Esav will be forever. That al kein lo yuch b'nei sos, it wasn't just at the end of the day that Yaakov, okay, had a nice battle with Esav's angel, was done. No. Al kein lo yuch b'nei sos. B'nei Yisrael will forever have this battle with Esav. Yaakov will always hate Esav. Esav will always battle with Yaakov. At the end of the day, there will always be this battle. And I saw a beautiful idea from Rav Shechter on the Parsha. If you don't have the Dr. Alan Weissman, Rav Shechter on the Parsha, Rav Shechter Moadim, Rav Shechter on the Gara, Rav Shechter just told me last week, Baruch Hashem, they're putting out one for the Svarm cell on the Siddur. They're beautiful, beautiful Svarm. So Rav Shechter quotes from the Radak on this Pasuk. Kein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael segir anasha ki naga b'kaf yorech ligad anasha. Right? At the end of the day, he hits Yaakov's hip, his hasaka on the gir anasha. Says the Radak, what's the deeper message here? It's for us to realize Yaakov's struggle with the angel teaches us that the principle that although the nations of the world have been interested in annihilating the descendants of Yaakov for centuries, Bnei Yisrael will always prevail, albeit in a somewhat damaged state. Meaning we might come out hurt, we might come out bruised, but we're going to lose the battle, but we're going to win the war. The forces of nature represented by the angel will never succeed because in Teva comes into conflict with a force that is the Malam Nateva. Klai Yisrael is the Malam Nateva. As the pasuk says in Yeshayah, Amzu Yatzarti Li Seyolasi Yisrael Peru. As people which I fashion for myself, says Hashem, they might declare my praise, that we are a separate creation from Bnei Yisrael. We are not governed by the rest of the world. And there was the whole piece that he writes over here. Yotze Yosef Chutza, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram to go out. What does it mean to go out? You go, Lamala Minateva. The Klai Yisrael will always battle Esav and will always be victorious. There's always going to be a Yavan. There's always going to be an America telling us that we shouldn't be Yidden, that we shouldn't be Jewish, that we have to go into our education. But we have to fight back with our Torah, with our mitzvahs, stay strong to our values. The Radak is really talking about a physical battle. But I think at the end of the day, in a Panemius battle as well, told us Yaakov saying spiritually as well, the battle is forever. Spiritually, physically, we have to always have to make sure to understand the battle is never over. Because we are Gid Anasha, because we are above the world, the world will always go something against us. Because we don't fit into the rest of the world. The rest of the world is one body, and it always rejects, Rav Shechter says, always rejects something that doesn't fit in. When we stand strong to our Torah, stand strong to our mitzvahs, then the rest of the world can't touch us. A beautiful idea of the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, understanding that the battle versus the Esav, versus the Yitzhara, versus Yavan, is forever. And we might come bruised, but we'll always be good, come out victorious, says the Radak. A beautiful insight. Told Yaakov Yosef, so Rav Dak explained to Rav Shechter, moving on to idea number 4. Idea number 4 comes to us from the Kedushas Levi. I believe this is the second week in a row of the Kedushas Levi. Beginning of Chamishi, Lamedalad Af, Hatitzi Dat Dina Bas Leah, Ashayodel Yaakov Liros Bevenosa Aretz. Right? Dina goes out to the land, able to see the daughters of the land. The daughter of Leah. Dina, the daughter of Leah. And the Kedushas Levi wonders, why is it that at the end of the day, the Pasuk's coming to tell me that Dina was the Bas Leah? We know that Dina was Bas Leah. Why is it the Torah have to repeat it? So the Kedushas Levi quotes the Gemara in Brachos that tells us that Leah saw that really the fetus that she was going to have was a boy. And when she saw that maybe that Rachel wouldn't have two boys like the Reg Zilpah and Bila, she davened for it, and Dina was mahapech into a girl. So Bas Leah tells us at the end of the day, Dina Bas Leah, to show you that Leah was the one that caused her to be a Bas v'lo Zachar, Adit Filoso, Machla Shaya Bas, Shaya is a Bas, Vayarso Oso Shechem. Because she was a Bas, that's exactly why Shechem came. Because Shuslevi says, at the end of the day, it's all about what Leah cared for her sister. Leah cared to be able to make sure that Rachel wouldn't be on a lower level than Zilpah and Bila. Which we can't now repeat the word from the Kedushas Levi from last week. The same way that Leah loved Rachel, Rachel loved Leah. Ve'yavo gam Rachel, ve'yav gam as Rachel mi'Leah. He brought in Rachel Yaakov, and he loved Rachel more than Leah. Says the Kedushas Levi, what's this? Gam as Rachel mi'Leah, from Leah. Says the Kedushas Levi, according to the Medrash, first Yaakov in him is that when he found out that Rachel gave up the signs, she was very upset at Rachel. But when he found out that Rachel did it for Mesiras Nefesh L'shem Shemaim, because she cared about her sister so much, and she didn't want her to be embarrassed, it made her love her even more. It made Yaakov, may love Rachel even more. That's why the pasuk says, "Vayav ganas Rachel mi Leah." From what Rachel did, mi Leah, for Leah, that's what caused Yaakov to love her. He loved her even more from the beginning. But because of what she did for mi Leah, he even loved her twice as much. She shows us the inside, at the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu, all he wants to see us to getting along, caring about each other, committed to each other, going above and beyond. This is what Leah did for Rachel. This is the Kedush Levi. And this week's parasha for Tetzah Dina Bas Leah. And from last week's parasha, what Rachel did for Leah. Beautiful insight. To Kedush Levi. Move on to Nidia number 5. Dina number 5 comes to us from the Majid to Rebbe, who's Yertad, he's Yud Gimel. His slave, the Divrei Yisrael, Yisrael, Majid, Suchistig, and Aleinu, Lamed Hei, Yudalad. Yotzev Yaakov Matzeva Malkom Asher Diber Ito Matzevas Oven Vayasech Alea Nesaf Yisok Alea Shomen. Right after HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Yaakov, he changed his name to Yisrael as well, Yaakov builds this pillar at a place where Hashem has spoken with him, the pillar of stone, made a libation, he brought carbon and poured oil upon it. Yivei Yisrael says, what's the deeper idea over here? Vayotzev Yaakov Matzeva Malkom Asher Diber Ito Matzevas Oven. He says, at the end of the day, it wasn't just good enough for Yaakov to speak words. He had to do an action. He had to take his inspiration and to make it a matseva, to be able to make sure that it became permanent, that it wouldn't just be words that would just be floating in the air. He wanted to make the words into an action. But Malkom Asher Dibar Ato, but he did a matzev. He did a maisa. What was that maisa? Vayatzev Yaakov matseva. He made a pillar. He made this mizbeach at the place where Kadosh Baruch Hu promised him. And that's what David Yisrael says. When a person feels close to their Bona Shom, when a person feels committed, it's not just good enough with words. We have to take action. It's very easy to be inspired, says Rechel Mechel Zlachev. How do you stand up there? Who's going to stand up there? With the ear Shemaim, says. It's very easy to be inspired. Stand there up there with the ear Shemaim. How important for when we go through our Yiddishkeit, it's not just something we do, but it should change us. This is what Chanukah is all about. The Sas Emes writes in Tafresh Nandala, Reb Lezer Gelzer, Shlita, quotes in his Chanukah, in his Sichos Eliezer, on his Torah on Chanukah, page 253. And he quotes the Shiltas that tells us that when a person lights the menorah, the mezuzah is on his right, the Chanukah licht is on the left-hand side, the Baal Bayis Omen Imtals Mutiyasis Be'emsa. The Baal Bayis is standing with the Sittis in the middle. The Sas Emes says, at the end of the day, Sittis, Laila's Lavman Sittis, who? Why are you talking about Sittis here? So this is at the end of the day, you want to know what it's all about? Even though it's not Zman Tzitzis, it's all about becoming a Roshim. When we're standing up there with our Tzitzis, the Tzitzis feel itself, our Prismila feels itself, our whole essence feels that we're becoming a different person. The Kabel Ha'arash Miyamun Mishismo Benafshal Seinu. It's not just good enough to be able to light the candle, says the Sfas Emes, but we have to become changed people. The Tzitzis is a beautiful insight. Rav Moshe Tzvi Weinberg has a beautiful Torah on this from a few years ago, why Dafka Tzitzis. That's actually what Yosef runs away next week's Parsha, not for now. But the whole Indian of this Torah from the Divrei Yisrael is not just good enough to be able to say actions, but to put our inspiration into action. That's what Chanukah is all about, be able to make sure that we're not just lighting the halakha, but we're lighting our neshamas on fire, the Baal Bayis is standing in the middle, according to the Shiltos, with his talis, to be able to make sure he's taking the inspiration of the mezuzah and the Chanukah together with his tzitzis in the middle, being close to the Ribono Shel Olam, bringing the Kedusha of Chanukah with him and into his soul. Which are really these 5 ideas. He started off saying with the Basayan, Kosomrun, right? Yaakov charges the angels to say Kosomrun. What's Ko? Says the Basayan, Ko is the 25 letters of Shema. Because Yaakov von Avinu wanted to tell Esav that he lived with Mesiras Nefesh. And that's what the Rav Yeruchim Olshan says, the entire essence of the entire story of Chanukah happened because of the Mesiras Nefesh of Shema. Right? He says from that Saba Mikam that at the end of the day, the Ikar Mitzvah, all the Nisim happened because we recover ourselves, Kabbalah Shema Shemaim, Baratzunu B'Simcha. And he quoted the Sefer Surah more, that we weren't able to learn, but we know the Chazal tells us that someone who says Kriya Shema, it's as if you're learning, and because we're saying Kriya Shema, and because we had Kabbalah Omecho Shemaim, Kadosh Baruch Hu help us defeat our enemies. That's what Chanukah is. Chanu, Chafei, we rested through the Chafei, through the letters to the Mesiras Nefesh, the Kabbalah Omecho Shemaim, the 25 letters of Shema. Moving on to our Adi number 2. Adi number 2 we say from the Chidush Sharim, by Vazar Yaakov Levado, Yaakov Avinu goes back for the Pachon Tanim. And Arizal quoted by the Chidush Sharim says, we have to be so careful to be thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every little thing we have. Says the Chiddush Harim, if we go, Yaakov went back to look for the good, for the physical object, for the oil, which we know Chazal tells, by the way, that was the Pachim Tanim, that was the oil from the Beis HaMikdash as well. Chiddush Harim says how much more so we have to look for the good in each other, the good in ourselves. And that's what Sas Emes says, his grandson. So Hashem says, you have to love your friend like yourself. Who do you first have to love? Love your friend, then you can love yourself. Look for the oil within you. Look for the menorah within you. Then you can look for the menorah within others. Beautiful idea. Third idea. Third idea, we say from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef and the Radak, Al Ken Yochlu, B'nai says, Gid Anoshe, Kinoga B'chav Yaakov, Gid Anoshe. Toldos Yaakov Yosef told us that this battle against Esav, against Sarash Esav, will be forever. Al Ken Yochlu, Al Ken, Lo Yochlu, B'nai Yisrael, this is going to be a battle forever and ever. And the Radak says, just like we came out bruised, Yaakov came out bruised versus Esav, but we're going to come out bruised maybe. We're always going to prevail. B'chitzonius, B'pnimius, physically or spiritually, Chai Yisrael will always prevail because we are L'malam in the Teva. And that's what Rav Shachter quotes. Vayotza osa chutzah. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Aaron Avinu, go above the astrology, because at the end of the day, stop thinking that Yavan chachmas, like your whole Yavan's all about Torah as being another philosophy. We have science, we have Torah. We have social Torahs, we have Torah. No, our job is to go above it, above and beyond. And that's what it means to be a Jew. To be able to understand, we have to fight the battle with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, understanding to be proud Jews, realizing that we are above, obviously respecting, very much respecting the rest of the world. But understand where Lamalim and Atava. Fourth idea, the Kedushas Levi from this week and last week, Kedushas Levi says, what does it say? The Tetzet Dina Bas Leah, she was the daughter of Leah. We know that she was the daughter of Leah. Because the Torah wants to tell us the whole reason why she got into this whole Indian. Because Leah, the Gemara and Brachas tells us, Daf Samach Amanaf, that she was the one that davened, that she saw that Rachel, that she was going to have a boy. She saw maybe Zilpah and Bilhah were going to have more boys than Rachel. And she davened for her fetus to be changed. It showed that Achdus, the love, the care that Leah had. And that's what the Kedushas Levi tells us from last week. Vayel Gam El Rachel Mi Leah. Why did Yaakov love her more? He loved her more first, but why loved her more again? Because originally the Medrash tells us Yaakov was upset at her, but when he saw what he did for her, that Rachel did it for Leah because she didn't want to be embarrassed, it made Yaakov love Rachel even more because she cared for her sister. Rachel loved Leah, Leah loved Rachel. What goes around comes around. When you show love, love comes back. And that's exactly how there was such achdus between Leah and Rachel. Beautiful two ideas that could just save you. They go really sync nicely, beautifully to the other. Finally, the fifth and final idea. So after finally the Divrei Yisrael, the Mezritzer, the Yartzer, the Yod Gimel, Yaakov Avinu is promised by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yatzu Yaakov Matzeva Mamakom Asher Iber Eto Matzeva Oven. When Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him, it wasn't just words. Yaakov needed to do an action. He needed to be able to make sure that he implanted a way of a Karas Tov to remember to thank the Rabbanu Shalom. Sometimes words aren't just good enough. We have to put our inspiration into action. Master of Laser Gelzar quoted the Shilta Simlam and Gimel. The Balabais Mezuzah B'Yomen Menir Chanukah B'Smo. Balabais Omen Im Talis Mitzuyesis B'Emsa. Left the mezuzah on the right, Chanukah on the left, the Baba'is with the sits in the middle. So Hashem says, what's the whole Indian? The whole Indian is to be able to make sure we come out of Chanukah understanding. And we're not just lighting the 8 Chanukah candles, but we're lighting our neshamas on fire. We're coming out changed people. When we do mitzvahs, we have to become different people. Panimis b'nafshosenu. We have to understand that at the end of the day, you can go through any type of holy experience. It could be David, it could be learning, it could be lighting Chanukah candles, whatever it is, chesed, kibbut aveim, we become changed people. Shvizok b'ez Hashem, take upon ourselves, the Kabbalah, the Chashmaim of Krishma. To understand that Mesiras Nefesh always brings down bracha, to have the Midas Tovas always looking for the good within ourselves, then we can look for the good within others. To understand the battle of Esav is the battle physically, spiritually, we will always prevail because we're l'malam in a teva. To have the actus and care of Racha and Leah, the Mesiras Nefesh for each other, to be able to make sure to take our inspiration, put into actions, and our actions change our neshamas. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach Shkoyach.